you recall the fight that broke out in the middle of the night?
I know what you're talking about, when Sergeant Martin got his arm blew off.
No, no, that I want to hear about that. That was a different time. That was Mainz.
Yeah.
Neil Vaughn, I think, was telling me about that at the last reunion. Let's do that. That was at Mainz.
Mainz.
Uh-huh.
Right. I just got off guard that night. At that, back in them days, a lieutenant, no matter who he was, you know, when you're up on the line,
uh-huh,
to the guard. I just got off guard. I was in my tank. The 773Ds were off,
uh-huh,
to our right, across,
uh-huh,
the road in another, well, we called them a yard. But anyway, there was a fence around it. The Sergeant Martin, what was his last name?
That was his last name was Martin.
Yeah,
his,
but I mean, shucks, Lloyd.
Uh-huh.
Lloyd Martin. He wouldn't go in the barn and sleep. He stayed in his tank.
Uh-huh.
And he kept the breech open. And anyway, I had just got off guard. I hadn't even got in bed yet. In my sleeping bag,
uh-huh,
or whatever it was. And we heard this shooting out in the yard. And of course, I just took my Tommy gun and I come down the stair steps just long way. I got out in the yard, I got over to my tank and got into it, and I maneuvered it around in such a way that my gunner got in the tank with me.
That was Duskin?
Duskin. And we did fire, whether we hit any tanks coming in or any Germans, I can't say. Because the TDs, they were firing this way and we were firing that way. It's a wonder we didn't hit one another. But when it was all clear, said and done, we went over to the tank and this, they'd thrown a potato masher up in the gun of the 76 of Martin's tank, and he had his breech open, and some way or other, he had his hand right in front of that, and it blew his hand off just about up to here. I never did hear from him or anything like that, but he was a boy from California.
Uh-huh.
And when we was in the horse cavalry together, we had a dog we called Big Red. I want to say a spaniel, but it was a bigger dog than that. Anyway, he kept that dog and took it with us to 10th Armored. And they took it on the Tennessee maneuvers with him. And I don't know when he gave the dog up, but he made friends with that dog and had that dog all the time. But that was the time when he got his hand blew off. If he hadn't had the breech open in his gun, I'll say that he'd never lost his arm. I suppose they had been cleaning the gun before we quit that night or something, but you see, the Germans, their tanks were awful quiet running, and the infantry was a good 80 rods or so ahead of us, dug in for the night. There was a three or four German tanks came in. How them tanks got by that infantry line out like that, that they told us about, I'll never know, because they surprised us. It was a counterattack at night. I would say somewhere around 1, 2 o'clock in the evening.
Now,
the worst one I ever, that was bad enough, but the worst deal I ever had, that I was really mad, and that was when we'd been up on the front lines, and we came back into bivouac, or into the rest area that night. My tanks had empty on gas, and didn't have a round of ammunition in our tank and that. And I'm trying to think of this man from service company. You know him just as well as not. Anyway, he hauled our gas, and he pulled up to me and he said, how many gallons today, Big Andy? And I says, 175. He dumped it off on the ground there. And the next guy pulled up and he says, how many rounds of ammunition? And Duskin told him, I can't tell you just how many went in the tank. Told him he wanted to pull supply. I started in, I had 15 gallons of gas dumped in the tank, and Duskin was started to clean the gun. The tank commander and the rest of them had pulled the hatches down, and they were making coffee. They weren't helping. In drove three tanks, German tanks, and they just wiped our kitchen crew right out. They just, you know, their kitchen crew was up ahead. They had nothing to do. I jumped in the tank, and we took off and run. And our my tank commander and I had quite a few words after that. And he admitted that he, of course, had always put me against drinking coffee. I think if we'd have had a round or two of ammunition in the tank or something, we could have maybe knocked a German tank out or saved maybe a few men up in the headquarters company.